It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 77 of the Podketeer Podcast. Being recorded live at the Disneyland Resort. Now, this is like the third podcast I've recorded today. I tried two on my iPad. They just did not come out to the standards that I can live with on the show. So I am recording another podcast using my trusty little Olympus DS40 recorder. I am just about frozen. It is really, really cold. I'm standing here in Tomorrowland looking at fruit trees that they have planted here by the futuristic rocks, whatever they're called here, in front of the Astrojets, or Astro Orbiters, I guess they call them now. It's a nice sunny day, but it's freezing. They still got the snow on top of the castle, which is pretty darn appropriate, but they have taken down the icicle lights. Well, they haven't taken them all down. I see there's some on the sides that are still there, but for the most part, they're gone. I guess they just haven't quite got to the ones on the side yet. And Small World's still open. It's still the holiday overlay. And it's still going, although I would have to think this is probably the last weekend, although I'm not sure. I've looked at the website. And, you know, I'm not sure if the Haunted Mansion is still running the overlay or not. I'm going to wander over here to the board and see what's up. They've had three marching bands here today, which is a few more than normal, especially for Saturday. They had Mickey's Sensational Parade. I saw that. And I've seen that a couple of dozen times, so it's not something I go out of my way to see. The Storybook Land Canal Boats is open again. You know, I don't know if they had Casey Jr. shut down at the same time or not. I would think it would have to be because it occupies a lot of the same space. So if you're going to be working on that area, you'd almost have to shut them both down. Let's see here. Now they don't have. Now the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad's closed for refurbishment.
You're on Main Street right now.
And the Haunted Mansion is not listed. So I don't know if that means it's down or what. Hang loose and I'll tell you. Okay, I just checked. Haunted Mansion is down. They're taking the holiday overlay down. So they're leaving Small World open to take some of the overflow from the people that would be normally riding Haunted Mansion. They're riding Small World. So he said as soon as the Haunted Mansion comes back up, then they're going to take down Small World. So there's a little bit of information for you. Oh, they have a piano player. I'm going to wander over here and get a little piano music. Patrick Michael.
Let's sing happy birthday to Samantha and hold on a minute. Just hold the phone. All right. You can't cruise through a freshman corner with birthday advertising and not get wait for happy birthday. Just come over here, man. Just one second. I know you're on a mission, but we're going to hold you up real quick. Let's sing happy birthday. All right.
Kyle? I'm in Disneyland with Kyle and Sean right now. It's freezing ice cold. So
Samantha, let's sing happy birthday to Kyle and Samantha. Let's do it. Happy
That was pretty interesting. Okay, on with the show here.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty funny. Well, the last time I was in here, they had somebody else named Patrick, but it wasn't him. He wasn't quite as good as this fellow. I'm sure it's... The crowd is reasonably thin. I can completely understand why. Nobody wants to freeze to death. Now, I know somebody's probably listening to this in Minnesota. Where it's 19 below zero. They have icicles hanging off their earlobes. And they're saying... freezing to death. And it's only 40? So, hey, for Southern California, this is 19 below zero. All right, I'm going to wander through Fortuosity. So I'll give you a tour here of Fortuosity. Because it's warm. All right, I paused that out for just a couple of seconds to talk to a couple of cast member friends of mine. I'll wander through the Emporium. Sorry about that. Some kid decided to scream. Well, now I know where everybody is. They're in the Emporium. Yeah, it's not too bad. Right at the entrance, it was kind of crowded. But now that I'm in the main part of the store, it's not too bad. got some nice 2013 shirts and hats. They didn't just change the 2 to a 3, which is what they usually do. We got a new design. They have a two-toned blue and orange one that I like. In fact, I believe I'm going to buy one. When I get over to the World of Disney, I want to buy it here because I'm going to carry it all the way over there. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I bumped into someone. But if I wait till I get to the World of Disney to buy it, then I don't have to carry it. It's a few less steps. It seems, like I said, it's really thinned it out. A lot of people bailing. That's a low-flying helicopter. That's something they've started doing here. I don't know if it's some kind of a thing, you know, where you pay and they fly you over Disneyland or what the deal is. But I can't believe that's real safe. I mean, if something should happen to that helicopter and it came down in Disneyland, that'd be nasty. I hate to imagine. But it would certainly not be preferable. Alrighty, well, I'm going to pause this out and I'll pick it up over at California Adventure. I'm going to go over there and see what's up. And well, like I say, we'll be back. Here comes the helicopter again. I think he's after me. Okay, see you over there.
You're listening to Podcateer.
Hey, listen, do you know what the frog and the dog have in common?
No, I don't.
Well, I think it's that guy up there.
Who's that guy?
You know, this...
You start.
Okay. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
I think I know.
Okay.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
Shows what you know. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. Nice. I know they're wrong way to see. Sing with me.
Okay.
Someday we'll find it. There ain't no connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Very nice.
Thank you.
Why don't you take one?
All right. Says that every wish we heard and answered when wished on the morning star.
Somebody just heard of that,
yep.
And someone believed it. What it's done so far.
So amazing that the star gazing. And what do we think we might see? I should be looking at the lyrics here.
Yeah.
Someday we'll find it. There ain't no connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell.
All right, Podcateers, I'm here on Buena Vista Street. Looking down Buena Vista Street. And they have a parade going on down at the end of the street. They're just going by the front of the Cafe Theater. Not sure what it is. Can't quite make out the music. Over here at the Five and Dime. I'll wander down here to see what the parade is. Might be the Pixar Play Parade. Kind of looks like the floats from the Play Parade.
And I'll have to see what your ticket and your handstand is.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the Pixar Play Parade. Let's hope they're not spraying water. About you, but when I'm freezing to death, the last thing I want is somebody to spray some water on me. Well, you know, I've never seen this play parade at night, but it looks better at night. Looks a lot better at night. Might even be worth seeing tonight, but it's almost at the end. Let's see. Let me see what stores I haven't been in yet. I don't think I've been in Trolley Treats. Over and see what's up there. I got some old Lionel and American Flyer trades in the window. That's kind of cool. And some marks. Also, there's some tin trains. Those are made by Marks. I happen to be a toy collector / dealer. And they have the Rock Candy Mountain. Now that's cool. I wonder if they ever have the train running. No train running right now. Tracks, but no train. I wonder if it is malfunctioned or if they just put the tracks there for looks. That'd be cool if they had that running. They're making some kind of chocolate. It looks like white chocolate. Maybe fudge. Big old chunks. That'd be fun. Be more fun to eat it, I think, than to make it, but fun nonetheless. Nothing too awfully interesting in those stores. I'm not going to be able to get past this to see much of anything else until this parade gets done. Alright, I'm going to pause this out and I'll come back once I'm able to get past it. Well, I can't get past it, so we might as well listen to music. These kids are all running crazy over here trying to catch bubbles running in front of people. I'm trying to get to Cars Land, but I've caught up to the parade again. Potato head dancing with you. I tell you what, baby, this place is a whole lot more crowded than Disneyland. Probably twice as many people in California Adventure. I think I'll stay till... I was gonna leave, I think I'll stay till 7. Over here, it doesn't seem to be as cold. I think I'll stay till 7, catch the first Mad Tea Party set. I haven't seen them for a while. continuing music there. Like I say, I'm following the last quote, so keep catching up to the music. Down into Cars Land. So maybe I can escape the music. Not that it's bad music, but after a while you get tired of listening to the same song over and over. Sorry about that. I had to pause it out for a second. Somebody ran over the edge of my shoe with a electric scooter. Almost got my toes. And I was expressing to him how much I disliked that. He didn't seem to care very much. But I am right in front of Sarge's surplus hut. Now they've removed all the Christmas decorations from this place. And it seems to be from every place else too. I don't see any up still. So they seem to have taken them all down. This is sure cool over here at night. All the neon going. When I first walked onto the street, the street lights weren't on. The neon was, but the street lights were off for the parade. It looked even cooler. Now the street lights are back on. See, you can hear that little running motor over there. It's Mater in front of the Cozy Cone Motel. They have the alternate Mater and Lightning McQueen there in front of the... It's kind of a meet and greet type of thing. And right now, it's Mater. Now this is the same Mater, I'm pretty sure, that they had in the Rose Parade. I don't think they built a special one for the Rose Parade. I think this is the same one. It looks just like it. It is this street here. Route 66 is quite a bit more crowded than Main Street was. I'll tell you, you ever get over here to California Adventure at Cars Land and you're tempted to buy something to eat at the Cozy Cone Motel? Think twice about it. That stuff is really, really pricey, and the serving size is extremely small. They have a chili con carne, which is literally a bread, cone-shaped bread bowl with a little bit of chili and cheese. And if it's a half a cup, it wouldn't surprise me. That's about what is in there, maybe. And it's like $8. So think seriously before you eat there, because you're going to be hungry when you leave, and you're going to have a lot smaller pocketbook than you did when you got in there. Now Flo's Viet Cafe across the street, it's not bad. It's kind of got an unusual menu. It's like sliced turkey and, you know, just, it's not what you expect for a theme park. It's actually healthier food, and the prices aren't too bad. Think about one that's like sliced turkey and mashed potatoes and a vegetable. So, it's like I say, it's a reasonably healthy fare.
So what's the plan?
On the outside, it says it's a mechanical clinic, like it's a doctor's office. That's part of the seating area for Flo's Vegan Cafe. It's well themed. All the gas pumps and so forth outside. They give you a nice plastic menu. If you've got something big enough, it's not a bad souvenir. If you get a chance, grab one and keep it. I haven't managed to do it yet, but eventually I think you're probably going to see them switch over, probably have paper, because that's going to get pricey after a while, handing out those plastic menus and people taking them for souvenirs, like I am suggesting you do. Oh, let's see here. Let me wander into the Radiator Springs Curios, and I'll see what they got, and I'll report on it. Be back. And nothing too special. They do have a thermometer in the doorway. It says it's 50. That would probably be about right. Although, I think it's influenced by the warmth of the building, because it's right in the doorway. Sounds like Mater's leaving. I often wonder how they do that, because it's obvious that Mater's electric and the revving engine sounds recorded. I don't know if any of you recall me saying here at the House of Body Art, Ramon's House of Body Art, they sell Pendleton shirts, which is something they used to do a very long time ago at Disneyland. Over in Disneyland, in Frontierland,
I think they're Abercrombie.
They used to have a Pendleton store. That's where you got them. And now you get them here. They're over $100. But they are, I mean, they'll last you for the rest of your life. So it's a nice shirt. If you take care of it, don't burn a hole in it or something, it'll last you. All right, I'm going to go in Ramon's and walk around, and I'll tell you what I find. Well, they seem to have gotten rid of the Pendleton shirts. So, what I told you about buying a Pendleton shirt there, forget it. Now, they've got plaid shirts. They're more of a jacket, actually. But they've got the Disney name on it, and made in China.
It's the Pixar Flight Parade.
So, if you want Pendletons, you're going to have to find them somewhere else. Let's hope they're not spraying water. Yeah, Christmas tree is gone. That was a really cool Christmas tree, the one they had in front of the fire department slash traffic court slash sheriff slash courthouse, whatever it is. They're next to Stanley Steamer. They had a Christmas tree covered with
play parade at night. It looks better at night.
Right now I'm back here.
Looks a lot better.
Oh, maybe 20 yards from the.
Might even be worth seeing the
measure sign. But it's almost at the end. And a couple of burned out lights over here on a neon. The R and the T, the parts and stuff, the Looparama is burned out.
Let's see what stores I haven't been in yet.
We'll see how long it takes.
I've been in Trolley Treats. Bear that.
keep you updated on that. I'll be back out here by the end of the week. I'll tell you if I fixed it. See what's up there. That was something I was worried about. Neon's real iffy.
Lionel and American Flyer trades in the window. That's kind of cool.
Luigi's got some double tires.
And some
side
marks.
Side facing.
Also, there's some tin trades. Those are made by Marks.
I happen to be a toy Luigi's collector. Some of the Splash signature. A little dark. That needs some work.
The Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
I wonder if they ever have the train running.
No train running right now.
That'd be a good indicator on
train tracks, but no train.
Wonder if it needs malfunctions or they just put the tracks there for looks.
It'd be cool if they had that running.
Some kind of chocolate. It looks like white chocolate. Maybe fudge.
Big old chunks. That'd be fun. Be more fun to eat it, I think, than to make it. But fun, nonetheless. Yeah, nothing too awfully interesting in those stores. I'm not gonna be able to get past this to see much of anything else until this parade gets done. All right, I'm gonna pause this out and I'll come back once I'm able to get past it. Well, I can't get past it, so we might as well listen to music. Again.
it's kind of an interesting sight, following along with all the balloon, all the bubbles. Like I say, if you've seen the play parade before, and you've never seen it at night, it's pretty cool seeing it at night. These kids are all running crazy over here and trying to catch bubbles. Running in front of people. I'm trying to get the cars land, but I've caught up to the parade again. Potato head dancing over there. Tell you what, baby, this place is a whole lot more crowded than Disneyland. Probably twice as many people in California Adventure. I think I'll stay till. I was gonna leave. I think I'll stay till 7. Over here, it doesn't seem to be as cold. I think I'll stay till 7, catch the first Mad Tea Party set. I haven't seen them for a while. I apologize for the continuing music there. Like I say, I'm following the last float, so you keep catching up to the music. Down into Cars Land. So maybe I can escape the music. Not that it's bad music, but after a while you get tired of listening to the same song over and over. Sorry about that, I had to pause it out for a second. Somebody ran over the edge of my shoe with a electric scooter. Almost got my toes. And I was expressing to him how much I disliked that. He didn't seem to care very much. But I am right in front of Sarge's Surplus Hut. Now they've removed all the Christmas decorations from this place. And it seems to be from every place else, too. I don't see any up still. So they seem to have taken them all down. This is sure cool over here at night. All the neon going. When I first walked onto the street, the streetlights weren't on. The neon was, but the streetlights were off for the parade. It looked even cooler. Now the streetlights are back on. See, you can hear that little running motor over there. It's Mater in front of the Cozy Cone Motel. They have the alternate Mater and Lightning McQueen there in front of the. It's kind of a meet and greet type of thing. And right now, it's Mater. Now this is the same Mater, I'm pretty sure, that they had in the Rose Parade. I don't think they built a special one for the Rose Parade. I think this is the same one. Because it looks just like it. It is this street here, Route 66, is quite a bit more crowded than Main Street was. I'll tell you, you ever get over here to California Adventure at Cars Land? And you're tempted to buy something to eat at the Cozy Cone Motel, think twice about it. That stuff is really, really pricey, and the serving size is extremely small. They have a chili cone carne, which is literally a bread, cone-shaped bread bowl with a little bit of chili and cheese. And if it's a half a cup, it wouldn't surprise me. That's about what is in there, maybe. And it's like $8. So think seriously before you eat there, because you're going to be hungry when you leave, and you're going to have a lot smaller pocketbook than you did when you got in there. Now, Flo's Viet Cafe across the street, it's not bad. It's kind of got an unusual menu. It's like sliced turkey and, you know, just, it's not what you expect for a theme park. It's actually healthier food, and the prices aren't too bad. Think about one that's like sliced turkey and mashed potatoes and a vegetable. So, like I say, it's a reasonably healthy fare.
So, what's the plan?
On the outside, it says it's a mechanical clinic. You know, like it's a doctor's office. That's part of the seating area for Flo's Viet Cafe. It's well themed. All the gas pumps and so forth outside. They give you a nice plastic menu. If you've got something big enough, it's not a bad souvenir. If you get a chance, grab one and keep it. I haven't managed to do it yet, but eventually I think you're probably going to see them switch over, probably have paper, because that's going to get pricey after a while, handing out those plastic menus and people taking them for souvenirs, like I am suggesting you do. Oh, let's see here. Let me wander into the Radiator Springs Curios, and I'll see what they got, and I'll report on it. Be back. And nothing too special. They do have a thermometer in the doorway. It says it's 50. That would probably be about right. Although, I think it's influenced by the warmth of the building. Because it's right in the doorway. Sounds like Mater's leaving. I often wonder how they do that, because
it's obvious that Mater's electric, and the revving engine sounds recorded. I don't know if any of you recall me saying here at the House of Body Art, Ramon's House of Body Art, they sell Pendleton shirts, which is something they used to do a very long time ago at Disneyland. Over in Disneyland, in Frontierland, they used to have a Pendleton store. That's where you got them. And now you get them here. They're over $100. But they are, I mean, they'll last you for the rest of your life. So it's a nice shirt. If you take care of it, don't burn a hole in it or something, it'll last you. All right, I'm going to go in Ramon's and walk around, and I'll tell you what I find. Well, they seem to have gotten rid of the Pendleton shirts. So what I told you about buying a Pendleton shirt there, forget it. Now they've got plaid shirts. They're more of a jacket, actually. But they've got the Disney name on it, and they're made in China. So if you want Pendletons, you're going to have to find them somewhere else. Yep, Christmas tree is gone. That was a really cool Christmas tree, the one they had in front of the fire department / traffic court / sheriff / courthouse, whatever it is. They're next to Stanley Steamer. They had a Christmas tree covered with hubcaps. Right now I'm back here, maybe 20 yards from the Raiders Finish Racers side. Yeah, I got a couple of burned out lights over here on a neon. The R and the T from parts and stuff, the Lubarama is burned out. We'll see how long it takes them to repair that. I'll keep you updated on that. I'll be back out here by the end of the week, and I'll tell you if they fixed it. That was something I was worried about, as neon's real iffy. And you gotta stay on top of it. You gotta have a neon specialist pretty much working on it. Luigi's Casa della Tires, the side of the sign facing the courthouse has some problems with the Luigi's. Some of the segments are a little dark. That needs some work. If I'm going to watch the neon and keep you updated on what they need to fix and how long it takes them to fix it, that would be a good indicator on how their maintenance is doing here. I'm sincerely hoping that they do keep it working, because it'll really detract from Cars Land if they start letting the neon signs go bad. Like I say, it won't be long. Because neon doesn't last forever. So hopefully they've got plans for taking care of that.
Yes, I do.
Well, Podcateers, I think I'm going to wrap up the show here. So, y'all take care of yourselves. And I'm going to drag my little frozen self into my car and turn on the heater. So,
until then, y'all have a magical Disney week, and as usual, we'll see you at the park. Ta-ta for now.
If you have some of your own audio, or want to record your own Disneyland moment for a broadcast on Podcateer, send it in, and if it is appropriate, we may include it in a future show. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, if you liked today's show and would like to hear more, look us up on iTunes and subscribe to the show. If you really liked us, please leave us a review on iTunes, as it helps attract new listeners. You can also find the show at podcateer.com.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home. For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.